Jenna and Oxfam Zambia are partner to sensitize community BV. Motorists in Western Province have expressed happiness with the government's decision to lift the ban on nighttime movement of vehicles, describing the move as a positive step towards improving economic activities and transport efficiency in the region. Speaking in an interview with Zanis in Mongu, bus station chairperson Abo Litia thanked the government for responding to public concern, noting that the decision would ease pressure on daytime transport operations and improve the flow of goods and services across the country.
News 360.
Gender Division Permanent Secretary Mainga Kawika has called on the community to be vigilant and report cases of sexual offences to the authorities. Speaking in Lusaka during a community engagement held in Mtendere, organized by the Gender Division in partnership with Oxfam Zambia, Ms. Kawika said the community has a critical role to play in curbing vices such as child defilement, gender-based violence, and rape. Zanis reports that the Permanent Secretary urged the community to utilize the toll-free lines and report cases of GBV and sexual offenses. She said 944, 933 and 116 are the toll-free lines, stressing that officers are on standby to attend to issues brought to their attention.
News 360.
For international news, we monitored the BBC.
A senior United Nations official has told the BBC that the US and Israel's war with Iran is having a global impact on tens of millions of people. The head of the UN Development Programme, Alexander De Croo, said fertilizer shortages would have the most significant effect, causing food insecurity, especially in sub-Saharan Africa. He said decades of progress was being undone. The US says there's no deadline for an end to the current ceasefire with Iran, which President Trump extended on Tuesday night. The White House said Mr. Trump would decide when the war would finish and insisted America's blockade of Iranian ports was proving successful by strangling Tehran's economy. Meanwhile, Iran has vowed not to reopen the Strait of Hormuz.
News 360.
The US dollar is trading at 19 kwacha. The Great British Pound is trading at 25 kwacha 68 ngwe. The euro is trading at 22 kwacha 13 ngwe. And the South African rand, 1 kwacha 15 ngwe. These rates are according to the Bank of Zambia. Please take note, they are indicative and may vary from bank to bank.
Rocking Sports.
FIFA has no plans to replace Iran with Italy at this summer's World Cup, according to sources, after the switch was proposed by US President Donald Trump's special envoy. There has been ongoing uncertainty over Iran's participation in the tournament because of the war with the US and Israel. U.S. Special Envoy Paolo Zampoli told the Financial Times, "I confirm I have suggested to Trump and Infantino that Italy replace Iran at the World Cup." FIFA did not comment officially on Zampoli's suggestion, but highlighted a statement made by FIFA President Gianni Infantino last week, where he said, "The Iranian team is coming for sure." Lusaka is partly sunny with the highs at 27 degrees Celsius. Tonight we mainly clear with the lows at 16 degrees Celsius. The headlines. Government's decision to lift ban on night transportation elates Western Province motorists, and Gender Division and Oxfam Zambia partner to sensitize communities on GBV. My name is Terence Makondo.
Fruity comes in six different flavors. Fruity Original, Fruity Guava, Fruity Mango, Fruity Pineapple, Fruity Apple, and Fruity Granadilla. Fruity is so nice. Fruity all day, all the way. Fruity, a quality product from Californian Beverages.
98.5 Rock FM, Lusaka. The real home of the hits.
Watching you walk away. So sad to see you go. I know that people change. And I know for us to grow.
I'll always be your home. Feelings and seasons change, but our love is set in store.
Trying to prove that they about that, I'm running from it, cause I'ma really do that, and I lost some money from it. So